Seattle's Human Services Department is beefing up help to homeless families, funded by $435,000 from the City Council. But there's some question about how much help is going to the most needy. For example, the Human Services Department used the money earmarked for shelter and transitional housing entirely for transitional housing. None went to add shelter capacity. Councilmember Nick Licata says those middle and long-term programs are great,
but it's difficult to tell how many of those families were actually taken off the street or were already in shelter or in transitional housing. And that is a different focus than what we had requested.
The council had specified the money be used in part to address, quote, the immediate survival and safety needs of homeless people. Licata says there should be zero families with kids sleeping outside. Human Services Director Danette Smith says she agrees, but getting there is complicated.
I think it's a very delicate balance of triaging families and moving them quickly into housing or into shelter, as well as keeping those folks who are in shelter, moving them in housing or keeping them in housing once they get there.
The department presented its progress report on how the money's been spent. Licata wants them to rework it, spelling out more clearly what they're doing to get homeless families out of harm's way right away. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.